The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston with KILR Esterville and Aaron Summers with Pocahontas Record Democrat. Ed, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
All right. Senator, you're supporting a bill that would better regulate the so-called zombie drug. Can you explain what that drug is and what your bill would do?
It's one of these that I don't know how to pronounce. Xylazine or something like that. It's very useful to veterinarians drugging animals so you can work on them, but it's also become something that is a very dangerous drug when people try to use it, particularly if they try to use it in conjunction with fentanyl. And it leads to death. It can lead to very serious health problems. And maybe even in some cases amputation, as I recall. And so a senator from Nevada, Masto, and I are sponsoring this bill, and it would schedule it as a Schedule 3 drug, so the DEA could regulate it because it's a very dangerous drug, and the bill is written so it won't prohibit veterinarians from using it for the usual thing that they need for animal agriculture. And by the way, we've known this has been a problem for about 3 years. And I think maybe at least a year ago, a year and a half ago, some of us met, needed to do something about it, and then working it out so you can protect human beings but not hurt the legitimate use of it for animals was a very difficult compromise. But I think we have it worked out. And I would hope that we could move this along because it's life or death for a lot of people that get mixed up with it. Aaron?
Thank you, Senator. What action should Congress be taking next with regards to the border and immigration? I know that President Trump and President Biden have both visited the Mexico border recently. Yeah. Kind of what is coming of that, and what actions do you want to see taken next?
Well, I would like to see action taken to finish the wall because walls work, particularly the way that Trump built the walls. And I think you can see on television why that would work. I would like to see an increase in the number of judges. And these are what we call administrative law judges, but they work in solely in immigration. And we need more judges to make a determination of who can get asylum in our country and who's not entitled to it. And the reason for that is some of the people now illegally crossing the border, their date to come before these judges is into the early 2030s. And that's ridiculous. We need more judges. Then I'm going to shift gears just a little bit on you. Your question's legitimate. What do I think needs to be done at the border? But the main problem at the border is that it's illegal to come to our country without a permission. And every day you see thousands of people violating that law. And why is that? That's because the president isn't enforcing the law. So if the president enforced the law, then we'd have less problems that I'm telling you we need more judges or need more fencing and all that sort of thing. Back to Ed.
Senator, you and the rest of the Iowa congressional delegation sent a letter to the Biden, President Biden, asking for a summer sales V-15 to be allowed. What do you think the prospects of the president approving that?
Well, I think they ought to be pretty good because we did the same thing in 22 and 23, and he allowed the sale. Now, the reason why it's even more ridiculous this time not to have it this summer is the fact that EPA has finally responded to a petition by Governor Reynolds and several other governors that we ought to have E15 year-round and nationwide. And after 500 days, the EPA approved that, but starting in 25. So why should we skip 24 for the retailers and the farmers that benefit from more ethanol being sold, or the people driving cars that want to use E15, why deprive that of them this summer? Well, we had the same problems 22 and 23. We got the president to do it, and I'm counting on him doing it again this year. Then from 24 through eternity, we're going to be able to buy E-15 12 months out of the year, and everybody benefiting from that. Aaron?
Thank you. What should Congress be doing about aid for Ukraine? Kind of what's your stance on that right now?
Well, I voted for it, so obviously I think we should appropriate the money. But remember, this isn't just Ukraine, and this isn't billions of dollars going to Ukraine. About 60 or 70% of this money is going to spent in the United States in several ways. One, Ukraine buying American-made war material made by American workers. Some of it's going to go to replenishing our warehouse and upgrading our war material, as well as replenishing the warehouse. And as an example of the latter, I'll tell you, we make artillery shells in West Burlington, Iowa, and we put another several hundred millions of dollars into that plant to improve the plant, as well as the double production. So that's just an example. So I think that aid to Ukraine gets a bad name because everybody thinks that it's going to be just billions and billions of dollars going to Ukraine, and that's down a great big rabbit hole, somebody would say. And but the most of the money is going to be spent in the United States. Ed?
Senator, I was wanting to get your reaction to the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday that the state of Colorado cannot remove a Trump from the ballot.
I applaud that it was a 9-0 decision because I think that sends a clear signal that both Republican and Democrat appointed justices are on the same page that you can't have states deciding who can run for president and be on the ballot when it's a national election, as in the case of the president of the United States. Aaron, yours will be the last question.
Thank you, Senator. What are the top two or three things that Iowans are contacting your office about or talking to you about at your town hall meetings right now?
Inflation, particularly the cost of food, groceries, the border, I think would be number one more than inflation, because people don't want people to come to this country without getting our permission to come here. They want the president to enforce the law. And I think the farm bill is brought up frequently. Thanks to both of you for participating.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Ed and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.